I'm Hannah Levine, filling in for Kathy Rivers on the home stretch. It is Thursday afternoon, about quarter after four, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday, when we have a student in from the undergrad biology research program at University of Arizona. And today we have Shina Hassan in the studio. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks so much for coming by. So right before the break here, you and I were talking on the mic about your program and specifically the class that you're really excited about right now that sounds like it's based on the idea that real world applications of research projects are good for so many reasons. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So the class is called Evidence-Based Medicine. It actually used to be funded by the same grant that funds UBERP, and it's taught by Dr. Joanna Mazel. So the basic idea behind it is letting students understand how clinical medicine works, and going through the process of how exactly drugs come to the market, you know, like
all the different stages,
and how a pharmaceutical company comes to develop a drug, and how the clinical trials are, and how they're performed, and then how physicians come to prescribe them to patients.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool. Can you give me an example, perhaps, of what some of the projects are that you've worked on thus far?
So,
in layman's terms, if
yeah.
You will.
So, a part of, like you said before, a part of this class is very application driven. So, we read a lot of stuff about how medicine works, but then we're also doing projects. And the big capstone portion of it is to actually conduct a somewhat clinical trial or understand the basic processes that go behind that. And we just choose projects of our interest. So we have four projects going on right now. One of them is a couple of them are dealing with education and how students can perform better. So there's this idea that if you're listening to classical music, you can understand and comprehend things better. So we're having a project being done that's actually having students, when they're assigned a homework assignment, reading mm-hmm. a chapter from their textbook and then taking a quiz on it. So we're designing an experiment where students listen to classical music at some point and then take a quiz, and then that same student does another homework assignment but doesn't listen to any kind of classical music, and comparing.
So controlling for all those different factors.
Right.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and then another project that we're doing is more on the athletic side, where students are trying to understand whether or not workout supplements are actually effective. So we have a group of students who are contacting the track team at U of A and asking them if they'll participate in this sort of mini clinical trial where they take a workout supplement and then they run for a mile and see how they perform versus if they just take, you know, a glass of water. And
yeah, and see, that must be really exciting and engaging, because, you know, questions like that are ones that there's, you know, lots of different theories about mm-hmm. or mythology or something that you might see, you know, showing up on social media, whether or not it's true. And it's mm-hmm. it's great to actually dig in and really look at the science objectively and, mm-hmm. and figure that out. Cool.
Yeah, and it's been really fun. And what's been nice about it is that we're also integrating, you know, statistics into it, and we're really having a face-to-face just experience with how a clinical trial is done. So we have these ideas and we're implementing them, but then we're really seeing the science behind it. We're having particular designs that look into the power of a study and how, once we receive the data, how we can properly analyze it. And once we analyze the data, what are the conclusions?
Because there's lots of different things you can do with data to make it look the way you want.
You know, making effective conclusions, you know, and, you know, the projects that we're doing, maybe they're just contributing to our general knowledge, but if anything, the applications that we're performing and the process of going through how a clinical trial truly works is really allowing us to become better professionals, especially in the healthcare field.
Right. So I would presume that, you know, being immersed in study of that nature, are you feeling inspired and that's probably the direction you might want to go out of school?
Yeah. I am definitely interested in medicine, and I've always been interested, but I think what this class has been able to show me is just how the practicals of medicine work. You know, it's definitely helping people, but, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. There's a lot of politics. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of, things that go on in clinical trials that this class really has come to shed light on, you mm-hmm. know, and it allows myself and my peers to just be more aware of that if we enter into the medical field.
Right. Some things you just don't know until you're actually in their sleeves rolled up and actually doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, very, very cool. I'm talking with Shina Hassan, a student at U of A. She's part of the undergrad biology research program, and we had her in to talk about what she was excited about academically and also to have some fun and maybe play some music that she likes. So why don't you tell us what we're going to listen to?
Okay, yeah. So one of the first songs is my personal favorite. It's by the Civil Wars. It's called Poison and Wine. It's very much a romantic song, but it's also kind of about how you want to love a person, how you love a person, but you really don't want to.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that feeling, for better or for worse. And what's our second selection there?
The second song is Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry. And the basic idea behind that song is how all you have is that one night with that person, and after that you have to leave, so then it's making the most of the moment.
Indeed. Well, thank you for making the most of this moment with us here on Thesis Thursday. You've been listening to Thesis Thursday with Shina Hassan from the U of A, getting excited about biology research and real-world applications. And this is her little mini DJ set here, starting out with the Civil Wars on KXCI.